We continue today in Simen Yud Gimel. The title of the Simen is Dinei Tzitzis B'Shabbos, the laws of Tzitzis as they apply on Shabbos. So writes the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph, Arba Tzitzios Ma'akvin Ze'etzeh. In order for a talis to be kosher, so it has to have all four corners with proper tzitzis. And obviously, if one of the corners is missing the tzitzis, then that the absence of tzitzis in one corner so negates, of course, the effectiveness of the tzitzis in other corners. Kol zman she'in ba'kala arba ina mitziyatzes kelchasa. As long as all four corners do not have proper tzitzis on them, then ultimately, again, the talis, the beged, is not appropriate. Vayotze balir shus harabim b'shabbes. And therefore, if one were to go ahead and go out into Rosh Rabbim, a public domain, with such a garment on Shabbos, they would be chayiv chatos. They'd be chayiv a sin offering for a violation of Shabbos. Let's see Rashi. The Mishnah Berura. Ze'ed zesiv ka'an alif, shekulam he mitzvah achos. Therefore, again, as much as one could say that perhaps we would have looked at all four corners as being separate and independent, therefore the halacha teaches me that they're all dependent on one another. Therefore, again, if one of them is not kosher, it compromises the rest of them as well. Beis, the Rosh Sarabim, Ula Carmelis, Asr Midrabanon. A Carmelis represents an area that has certain qualities that make it like a public domain, but does not satisfy the biblical criteria for public domain. Therefore, again, carrying into a Carmelis is Asr Midrabanon. It's prohibited rabbinically. Vu Adin L'chol Shar Psulim, Kegon Shahaya Habeget Sasum Rubo. So what the Shulchan Aruch, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here is that it's not just the absence of tzitzis that would prevent you from wearing a four-cornered garment into a public domain or into a Carmelis, but rather anything that would invalidate the tzitzis. Now, what's happening over here? If you look at Sif Katan Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, Chayiv Chatos, Dehavei Masui, Machmos HaTzitzis HaNosorim. What's interesting, so now what the Mishnah Berurah explains is like this. If you have a four-cornered garment, and let's say for argument's sake, you only have tzitzis on three of the corners, since the tzitzis are not kosher, therefore, by definition, it is considered as if you are carrying those additional tzitzis. Meaning, when a garment has proper tzitzis on it, then the tzitzis become part of the beged itself. In the same way, again, I could wear my clothing, I could wear the tzitzis. When the tzitzis, however, are not kosher, then by definition, they are viewed as something that I am carrying in the public domain, and therefore be chayiv on Shabbos. Ve'inam betelim legabi abeged. They are not bottled, their identity is not subsumed by the greater garment. Dechutei tzitzis chashivi heim velo betili. So the Mishnah Berurah says the exception to this would be if all of the strings ripped and there's not kedei aniva, there's not even enough to wrap around the remaining strings, like we learned in the last siman, and the tzitzis, there's no way they could be made kosher. Under those circumstances, it could be that the strings are ultimately batal. Their identity is subsumed to the beged. Alkein, in no del of dava zeh b'shabes kiyushali b'shasarabim, in tzarch lifshol taliso. It's interesting, if you have this kind of case where literally the tzitzis are puzzled in such a way that there's not even enough remaining thread to be able to loop around the other threads, then again, in that kind of case, where the identity of the strings essentially has been so compromised, then they're bottled to the beged. So what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching me is that I may not go out on Shabbos with a four-cornered garment that does not have proper tzitzis on it. Because the issue of here, remember, this is not talking about a four-cornered garment that doesn't have tzitzis. A four-cornered garment that doesn't have tzitzis, we'll discuss. The truth is, technically speaking, it's a problem of wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, but that will not pose a Shabbos issue. The issue the Shulchan Aruch is bringing up over here is that if you have a talis that does not have appropriate tzitzis or unkosher tzitzis, the problem is then those non-kosher tzitzis do not have the status of a garment, and therefore if you wear them out into the public domain on Shabbos, you are effectively carrying them in a public domain on Shabbos, which of course could be either, depending on the circumstances, biblically or rabbinically prohibited. Let's look at Sif Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. Imhi mitzuyatzes kelchasa. However, again, if the talis had, or the garment had proper tzitzis on it, motor latzeis bolos shasarabim, one is permitted to wear this garment out into the public domain, bein talis katan, bein talis gadol, whether we're talking about a tzitzis, what we call tzitzis, a talis katan, or a regular talis, afilu bizman hazeh she'in lanu tchilas. And this is true even today, even though we don't have regular tchelas. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mutar Latzei. So remember, if you have a garment that has regular tzitzis, kosher tzitzis on it, you're permitted to wear that out. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Dalid, Afilu Balayla Delav Leban Tzitzisu. You could even wear this garment with tzitzis out, even at night, even though there's no obligation of tzitzis at night. Mishum dinoi hula begen, because ultimately, again, it's considered to be something beautiful or decorative for the garment. Va'afilu betaliso shal sharminim, afilu la'poskim la'elbisim etesif ayin dechivim makdur abonon, mikomakam noi beget, hu kevon da'al koponim chuyiv ben betoras vaday, ve'inu doma la'beget shechetzio pasua vechetzio sasin, depasa b'shuchon orch la'elbisim in yod sif zayin, din yod sivo b'shabes, tasim chiyuvo hurak mitzat sofek. So this is interesting. Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're wearing, let's say, a garment of a different material, let's say cotton, where you have some poskim who say that cotton beged is only chayiv in tzitzis midrabanan, only rabbinically, even in that case, you're permitted to go ahead and wear the tzitzis out. Because even though it's only a rabbinic obligation for tzitzis, but there's a definitive rabbinic obligation. Therefore, again, the tzitzis have the status of a part of the garment, actually a decorative part of the garment, and therefore permitted to wear it. But let's say if you had a garment that was a suffix, you're not sure, is it chayiv in tzitzis or not, like the garment that we saw, of chetziyav pasua, chetziyav sasum, where half of it is closed, half of it is open, where there was a suffik, and we put tzitzis on it to be suffik, you would not be permitted to wear that out on Shabbos. Hey, tcheles ta hakai molon, ha tcheles vahalovan in ma'akvin zedze, dechsev uri'isem oso, akol chad v'chad amasha. So remember, again, even though today, we're not necessarily fulfilling tzitzis in the most proper fashion, in the absence of tcheles, nevertheless, again, as long as it has proper tzitzis, one is still permitted to wear it out on Shabbos. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah. Rak shelo yehe munach lo al kasefav. Rather, one must be careful that if they wear the talis or garment out into the shtarabim, that it not be folded and resting on one's shoulder, but rather, again, one wears it appropriately. Umukmina le talis aches kase shum tzuetz kilchaso vein tzarach lebat go kodem shiyetzebo. And this is very interesting. And we assume, unless I know to the contrary, that the tzitzis on the garment are kosher, and there is no obligation to check the tzitzis on the garment before going out into a public domain on Shabbos. Meaning, I guess one might have thought that before going out on Shabbos, one should have to check the tzitzis again to make sure that they're kosher. Kamash Rolan, the halacha tells us that is not the case. And assuming that one is a chazaka, assuming that we know the tzitzis to be kosher, one need not check them again before going out. Writes the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Vav. Shulchan Aruch said one shouldn't put the talis on their shoulder, but rather one should wear it. Az lo havi takshit ala masui. Because if one put the talis on their shoulder but is not wearing it, then ultimately it's no longer an adornment. Rather, it's a burden. It's something you're carrying. De'in zaderach levi shasa b'chol, because this is not the way you wear it. Mihu imis kaser of gufo sagi. But however, again, even if it's on the shoulder and still covering the majority of the body, so the Mishnah Berurah says it's fine. Kodem shiyetze zayin. Remember, the Ramah said that one need not check the tzitzis again before going out with them on Shabbos. Rather, one could assume that if the tzitzis were kosher, the tzitzis still are kosher. Kevan shebatko baboker be'ech shahi mevarech al levish avinim tushleimim. Since one checked the tzitzis in the morning, at the time that one was making a bracha on putting on the tzitzis, the talis, and they were found to be whole. It's not common that the tzitzis would be possible, even if one took the talis off in the interim. Now, this is very important, because what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is like this, that since that morning when I put on the talis, or I put on the tzitzis, I checked it, that chazaka is enough to tell me that lamaisa, the tzitzis, are still kosher now. So the Mishnah Berurah says, interestingly enough, it would appear based on this that the minog is to check tzitzis on Shabbos, although we learned earlier that in fact this is not contemporary minog, because since on Shabbos one can't tie the tzitzis, therefore again the minog is that we dafka don't check the tzitzis on Shabbos in order not to come to inadvertently tighten any of the knots. Saloch lamais, what the Ramah teaches us is that one does not have to inspect the tzitzis again prior to going into a public domain on Shabbos, because we assume that since the tzitzis were checked before in their kosher, the chazaka says that I could assume that the tzitzis are kosher until I know definitively that they are not. Sif Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch, If a person is in, let's say it's Shabbos, and a person is in a Carmelis. So Carmelis, remember we said, is that area, that domain, that has, that resembles a public domain in many ways, but it doesn't satisfy the biblical criteria of a public domain, and therefore it's treated as a rabbinic public domain. So let's say one is standing in a Carmelis on Shabbos, and one sees that the talis that he's wearing is pasul. Lo yisirenu me'alav ad she'agiyah lebeiso. He does not have to take off the talis right in the middle of the Carmelis, but rather he can wait to take it off until he gets home. The gadol kavod abrios, because maintaining the dignity and respect of the individual is of paramount importance. Therefore, causing him to take off his talis, or to take off the garment now in the middle of the Carmelis, would be a lack of kavod for the individual. Therefore, we let him wear it home, and he should take it off at home. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches b'Shabbos, bim yoda me'esmo v'shachach lahantil bo tzitzis, Nira Gamkin the Lokan Sinale, Virayam Ila Kamon Bisiman Shinun Hesif Gimba Go Hecha the Shahu Velo Ervu. So Mr. Bruce says even more, even if you realized on Friday that the tzitzis were possible, but you forgot about it. Even in that kind of case, we would not make you take the tzitzis off in the middle of the Carmelis. Rather, we would let you go ahead and wear it home. Mishnah Berurah Sivka and Teshu b'Carmelis, Humakum Shesham in Esra Tiltul Rak Midrabanan. So this is a space, this is an area where the prohibition to carry there is only rabbinic in nature. Ulakachin Tzarech L'Hasir. Therefore, one need not go ahead and remove the talis. The Kavod Abrios Doche Esra Drabanan. Because maintaining human dignity sets aside rabbinic prohibitions. Va'af Agav the mitzvahs, the tzitzis mitzvahs, Asei D'Oraisa. And even though the mitzvah of tzitzis is biblical, and biblical mitzvahs are not set aside in the face of human dignity, nevertheless it is permitted to continue to wear the talis. Why? So remember again, there is no prohibition. Right, there is no prohibition to wear a beged without tzitzis, but rather it's a mitzvah saseh. It's a positive commandment to put tzitzis on your beged. And therefore, technically speaking, because you can't tie tzitzis onto a garment on Shabbos because of knotting, therefore, technically speaking, one is not violating the positive commandment. And therefore, again, the only prohibition is rabbinic in nature. And therefore, again, because it is a rabbinic prohibition, and because it's a kavod abrios, it's a lack of dignity if we force the person to take off the garment in public. Therefore, again, we allow the person to wear the garment home. Aval b'rshus harabim shumin haTorah, tzarech lefashto bein b'talis gadol bein b'talis katan. But remember, again, this is all because a Carmelis is a rabbinic domain, and therefore carrying in a Carmelis is only a rabbinic prohibition. So what we're establishing is that kavod abrios, human dignity, trumps the rabbinic prohibition. However, again, if one were standing in a biblical public domain, Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and one were to realize that the tzitzis are not kosher, in that case, the person is obligated to take off, whether it's the talis gadol or the talis katan, va'afilo im yishayer omeid arum al yedezeh, even if a person is literally going to be naked without clothing, she'en kavod abrios doche iser d'oraisa kaza b'chol gavni, because as we've established elsewhere, kavod abrios, human dignity, does not set aside biblical law. We'll see later on that there is a dispute as to whether or not a biblical public domain actually exists today or not. That if at the end of the day the gedil is shalim, but it's only the anaf where the problem is, like we've established in previous shiurim, then again, under those circumstances, one could go ahead and rely on the ri, who's mekel, and one wouldn't have to take it off immediately, but rather could wear it home and take it off there. Pasul, rotze lomar bein shenifsa gam karenatalis vin ases bas shalosh, o bein shenifsa lo achas mitzisio sav levad. So if the tzitzis become pasul, whether it's that an entire corner is snipped off, or one of the whole strings is snipped off. Afidu hayakvar pasul b'shash yatsu mibeso, kaven de b'shash shalav shalonodalo lo kansinale. But in these cases, even if it was possible already at the time that a person put it on, but a person didn't realize it when they put it on, and because, and this is going back to the previous case, we're dealing with a rabbinic domain, and therefore the issue at play is at most rabbinic in nature. Lo constantly, we don't penalize the person and force him to take off the garment, the gadol kavod abrios, because ultimately, again, we want to preserve human dignity. Va'afilu betalis gadol shelanu she'in anu noagim lil bosh oso kol hayom ela beis atzilu shei mitzvah v'leka bazeh bizui habasar aso gam kinin tzarach la'asiro dulo plug rabbanan bein talis latalis. So Mishnah Berurah is something very interesting, that this halacha also applies even with our talis gadol, a regular talis that we wear during davening. So since this is not considered to be a normative garment, so one could have made the argument that to tell a person to take it off is not such a big deal. There's no degradation to one's honor if one goes out and takes off this garment. But nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says we do not make a distinction between one talis and the next, and therefore even with a talis gadol, assuming that we're only dealing with rabbinic prohibitions, one would be permitted to keep the talis on until they get home and take it off when they get home. Rabbi Kiva Eger, b'chidusha mefak v'ikbez. Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the other hand, disagrees with this, or he's unsure of this. And Rabbi Kiva Eger actually passing is that with a regular talis gadol, with a regular large garment, one should in fact remove it before going ahead and even in the Carmelis, because there's no compromising of human dignity if one removes their talis gadol. So what we'll stop over here for today, but just to review. So what we learn, number one, is that halacha lemaisa, one cannot go out on Shabbos into a public domain, into any domain, right, with a talis or with a four-corner garment that it does not have proper tzitzis. Because without proper tzitzis, the tzitzis that are there are considered to be a burden, a masui, and therefore one would be in violation of carrying or transporting an item in different domains on Shabbos, would be chayav v'chatos. The next case is that if the talis is properly tzitzist, then again, even though there is no tchilas today, or according to many, there's no tchilas today, one is still permitted to go ahead and wear the talis out, as long as one does not go ahead and put the talis on their shoulder, meaning one would actually have to go ahead and wear it. The interesting novel ruling is that before going out with a four-corner garment with tzitzis on Shabbos, one is not obligated to recheck the talis or the garment that the tzitzis are properly kosher. Rather, one could go ahead and rely on the chazakah. And finally, we learned that if one was standing in a rabbinic domain, like a Carmelis, and one then realized that the tzitzis that he's wearing are not kosher, and he realized that the talis that's on and the tzitzis are not kosher, he doesn't have an obligation to remove the garment or even to remove the talis in that Carmelis area. Why? Because since the removal of the tzitzis or the removal of the baguette in a quasi-public domain will be a source of embarrassment, so therefore, again, we want to maintain this kavod abrios. Since we're only dealing with a rabbinic prohibition, the rabbis decided to set aside their own laws in cases where their laws compromise human dignity. Therefore, one would be permitted to wear the talis until they got home and remove the talis or the four-cornered garment there. We'll stop over here. Amir Tz Hashem will continue in Sif Gimel tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.